Hello, and thank you for tuning into this week's episode of Bite Size Cybercrime, the podcast where we discuss cybercrimes and cybersecurity news. This week, we will be discussing a security flaw in a security product, Avanti VPN Gateways. A VPN, or virtual private network, establishes a secure, encrypted tunnel between your network and a different one. For example, if you work from home, it connects you on your home network to your work network securely, so no one can actually see what you're doing. This is done by connecting to a gateway. Avanti is a software company based in the United States that makes software for IT security, asset management, endpoint management, supply chain management, really many types of IT management. And not all of the software Avanti makes is currently vulnerable, but its VPN appliances, including the gateway, are. Attackers can use a method called vulnerability chaining, which is just using multiple vulnerabilities together in a much larger attack. This has the potential to turn a very low-risk vulnerability into a much bigger deal if it can be chained into a more major one to complete a full attack. Unfortunately for Avanti, there are 4 vulnerabilities impacting their gateways currently, and they all rank either high or critical, which is pretty bad. The first one is CVE-2023-46805. This one ranks as high risk and can allow attacker to bypass authentication, allowing an attacker to remotely connect to the VPN without authenticating by bypassing the control checks that is supposed to prevent this. This immediately provides unauthorized access, and we can use this to chain into the other 3 vulnerabilities that I'll mention now. CVE-2024-21887 is the vulnerability that was ranked as critical, and it allows an authenticated administrator to inject commands that are then executed on the appliance, practically giving an attacker full control. The third vulnerability is CVE-2024-22024, and this one allows an attacker to access restricted resources without authentication and is ranked highly. And the fourth vulnerability is a different method of accessing restricted resources without authentication called a server-side request forgery. A server-side request forgery is an exploit in a server's ability to read and update internal resources. An attacker can send a server code that the server reads and then runs, when really, the client shouldn't be able to give the server commands directly at all. This vulnerability has the identifier of CVE-2024-21893. Combined, these new vulnerabilities allow an attacker a lot of access. Skipping authentication and being allowed access anyways opens the door for an attacker to inject code and access things that they really shouldn't be able to. This is useful for planting malware or a backdoor on a device so that more attacks can be performed later. But what's worse is that Avanti has an integrity checker, which is supposed to detect if appliances are compromised, so that a cybersecurity team can perform remediation efforts. Well, as it turns out, CISA found that the Avanti ICT, which is what the integrity checker is called, failed to detect compromise in many cases where Avanti appliances were indeed hacked. This can create a false sense of security and make it much more difficult to detect the compromise of a product. So how is this possible? What is the integrity checker missing? According to Mandiant, a cybersecurity firm under Google, malware can be placed in a directory that the integrity checker does not scan, which is /data/runtime/cockpit/disk analysis. The ICT actually skips a few directories, assuming them to be off-limits to attackers. However, if you may recall, one of the vulnerabilities in Avanti Gateways allows attackers access to restricted resources, including these directories. Still, this could potentially get even worse. In a test lab, it was confirmed that attackers would be able to get root or administrator-level persistence. In other words, attackers can embed so deeply into the appliances that a factory reset will not clear implanted malware. It will still be able to beacon out and allow attackers access. Avanti, however, said that remote attackers attempting this would actually end up losing connection, so it wouldn't work. And they claim to be unaware of any instances of attackers in the wild being able to remain on an Avanti gateway after a factory reset and security updates. It is true that CISA was able to perform this in a lab environment, But a lab environment is difficult than a real-world practical environment. So it is currently unknown if this actually can practically be used in the real world. Avanti also responded by releasing an enhanced version of the Integrity Checker that is much more thorough and advises all customers to use this version instead of the previous version. If compromise is found, it is best to assume that all connected accounts are compromised and to reset passwords and revoke Kerberos tickets. This will cut off any attacker that has compromised those accounts. And of course, apply any security updates that come out related to the devices. And to check, use the advanced Avanti ICT that was released later. Thank you to CISA, The Hacker News, and Bleeping Computer for information on this very interesting exploit chain, as well as the interesting quirks related to the Avanti ICT. And of course, thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of Bite-Sized Cybercrime, and until next time, stay secure!